coming to the end of our For Our Future journey. And today I want to extend an invitation to every single one of us to be 100% engaged with the For Our Future journey. Today we're going to talk about what that looks like for all of us at this special time as we come to the close of our capital campaign. Well, we are certainly in exciting, interesting, and sometimes unpredictable times. You might think I'm talking about the general election, but I'm actually thinking about this For Our Future journey for Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. We've been on this journey together for a few weeks now as we're seeking to be a church that is for our future, knowing that we're strengthening the foundation that we have built our church on that God has blessed us with as we go forward, because we have a rich past that gives us a beautiful present and promises us a wonderful future. But as we come to the end of this campaign journey together, I want to extend an invitation to every single one of us to make sure that we are committed to being 100% engaged for our future. We are at what is the Commitment Sunday portion of our journey together, when we're all coming together to make our commitments to the future. Now, in particular, we want to remember that our campaign has two goals for all of us. The first is that we have a goal of 100% engagement, and then yes, we also have the fundraising goal that's before us. Now, the 100% engagement part is a call to every single one of us to be praying for our future, to be supporting our future through the use of our skills and abilities through our volunteering and our leadership. And then, of course, also, there's the call to investment that people are going to make and have made a gift and a commitment to give to our campaign, something that is above and beyond what they normally give to our church. Now, when we think about this, we need to remember that this feeds all together into that other goal, which is the fundraising goal, that we're trying to raise at least $325,000 for our future. This money will help us to complete critical projects that we've talked about and also have an opportunity to make sure that our financial footing continues to grow and be better as we go forward together. Now, as we go forward at this particular time, I want us to remember together that every single one of us can have an impact on our future. Every single one of us can be committed to our future through praying and supporting. All of us are called to consider whether we can give above and beyond what we normally give to the campaign to help preserve our future together as well. But every single one of us can contribute. Every single one of us can make a difference in our future. And every single person, no matter who you are, no matter who I am, are going to be a part of making our future together. Now, what I will also want us to make sure we have front and center in our minds is that what we're looking for in all this time is not for every one of us to make equal gifts, but to be able to make an equal sacrificial gift for where we are in our lives. What this looks like is some people are able to give more at a higher level. Some people are considering what they're doing now and are taking a leap of faith to make sure that they give how they can. And others are looking at what they can give financially and are saying to themselves, I just don't know what I can do at this time. And that is a place that many of us could find ourselves. We can find ourselves in one of those spots, not sure what we're able to commit. But what I want to assure each and every one of us is no matter how we give, God loves when we give. And each of us need to be mindful of one of the teachings of Jesus at this time to help put in perspective what we're trying to do together. Now, this particular teaching of Jesus that I think is very important for us at this time is one that Jesus gives to us right after he has just called out the religious leaders for being pompous and for being, you know, big-headed, a teaching that I need to be reminded of, calling them out for not putting the interest of others above their own. Jesus then goes on to enter into the temple and to sit at the treasury, or maybe at the place where they were giving their gifts at this time. There was a crowd that had gathered, because there's always a crowd at the temple, and they were watching the people give their gifts. Now, parenthetically, I need to remind us that we are keeping all these gifts that we give confidential so that only a few people who are trusted know what is being given, because we want this to be a conversation between you and God. But back then, there was some showmanship that wasn't a good thing. So anyways, Jesus sees these people giving, and there are some rich people who are giving large and wealthy sums, and they're getting congratulated, they're getting thanked because they're doing a great thing in the name of God. But then there's a widow that Jesus notices who gives what is equivalent to a penny. And she gives, and Jesus notices this also. Now, in typical Jesus fashion, he seems to then conquer the room and see, have an opportunity to speak, and he brings to attention about the value of the different gifts that people give. He kind of says to them something to the effect of like, you know, we all want to celebrate the large gifts of the wealthy people, but let's remember that they gave out an abundance that they had in their lives. So really, when they give out of an abundance, when we give out of an abundance, we are kind of meeting the expectations. But then Jesus points to the widow who gave a penny. She gave out of her poverty that she's living in, and she gave a sacrificial gift that put perhaps her well-being at risk. Jesus wants to draw attention to the fact that this woman has made a great sacrifice and has given tremendously to God. Now, this is one of those times where Jesus is drawing attention to a particular dynamic about giving, some dynamics about being wealthy and about being poor. But we need to remember what Jesus is pointing out here for us is that every gift matters. That if we give out of our abundance, your gift matters. That if you give out of a place where you don't have a lot, you are giving in a way that matters also. And that's why, as we continue to find our way forward and come to the end of the particular For Our Future journey right now, we have to keep this teaching front and center in our hearts and our minds, because it helps us to remember and helps us to really contemplate and commit to a value around every gift matters. Every giver matters. Every way that we can contribute to our future is valued by God and should be valued by each one of us. Which is why it is so important for all of us to remember that we are seeking to have engagement around prayer and support also. And this means that when we come to the idea of our commitment to investment in our future through a gift to the capital campaign, that we need to remember that God is calling us to do this if we're able, above and beyond what we're already doing financially for the church. And as we come together to make these commitments, as we come together to pray, to support, and invest, we need to remember that everything you can do helps. Every way that you serve helps. Every time that you're encouraging to someone, it helps. And every commitment that we can make helps us reach the future that God wants for us as a church. And remember, what are we trying to do? We're trying to strengthen the foundation for our future so every single person will experience the life-changing love of God through our church. And when we commit to our future, when we're 100% engaged for our future, we can help achieve that every single day that we have as a church family. So right now, I want us to all remember that as we make our commitments to this campaign, that we are each making a difference. Your commitment might be a commitment to start praying or continue to pray. That is vital for all of us to be praying. Maybe your commitment is going to be one where you are going to commit to continuing to serve in a sacrificial way, where you're giving up more time than you think, where you're investing your skills in ways you haven't done yet. Maybe you have an opportunity because you're in a different life stage and you know, you say to yourself, you know what? I can do a little bit more right now. That is going to be a huge gift for our future. And then yes, we all need to be asking ourselves, what does God want to do through me through an expanded gift of investment in the campaign? Because when we make one of those commitments and then we follow through on the gifts in the future, we do chart the future that God wants for us as a church. God is at work in our church. God has called us to this moment to be people who are engaged for our future. You are someone who can make a difference for our future. Let's make the difference together that God wants us to make. God wants you to make a difference, so be committed to making that difference. Would you please pray with me? God, we come before you on this special day for our church. As we make our commitments for our future, we ask that you help us to remember that you will use every single one of us, that you will use every single gift that is given, that you will amplify every prayer, and you will double down on every gift of support of service that is made. God, we lift up to you each one of these kinds of offerings, and we ask that you bless them and multiply them. And as we use these gifts to help build your future, to help your kingdom come true, your dream come true, help us to do everything we can to make that be our journey that you have given to us. God, we pray all this in your name. Amen.